Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Mallory Janes, the Fund Development and Communications Coordinator, and Kate Penny, the Programs Manager with the Salvation Army of Fort McMurray. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so I wanted to chat with you guys today because of some exciting news that I've been seeing you guys post about on Facebook. And not only is the MAT program returning, but also the thrift store is opening. So these are huge things that are great for our citizens of Fort McMurray. Why don't we talk about the MAT program first? What is the MAT program?
All Persons Matter, or the MAT program as we call it, is two shelters we operate out of our community service center here on McDonald Avenue. In this building, we house it in the lower level of our building. And due to the flooding that hit our community last spring, that shelter had to be closed. And we were temporarily for 3 or 4 months utilizing the Salvation Army Church up in Thickwood. And then we brought the individuals down and set up in our thrift store and had emptied our thrift store out. So it's been a labor of love to try and get the individuals who come to us. These are individuals in our community who are unhoused, and they come to us for all their care, along with other community partners. Of course, we don't work alone in this community. And they stay with us overnight and during the day, and we help them with various needs that they would have, whether that be physical needs or if they need to look at, they're talking about making changes in their lives, connecting them with services and things like that, providing clothing, wonderful hot meals from our food services department, and counseling and anything else that they may require. So we're really happy that they're back into that program, you know, that they're familiar with and that is operational. And we've got some great new beds, and we have new bedding, and everyone was really happy to see everything set up when they went in there on Tuesday night. So the staff is really pleased and everything. So it was just it's been a really great week. And with that, now that our thrift store space is available, Abby Fudge, our thrift store manager, and her team are busy in there today with some volunteers from Suncor that we greatly appreciate. And they are getting that all set up, and our grand opening is going to be the 6th of April. And so we're really looking forward to that. We've had a lot of calls from community looking for the opportunity to shop there in the thrift store. And so that's really great. It's a really great week here at the Salvation Army, that's for sure.
Wow, congratulations. You know, that has been a long year for you guys. I mean, it flooded, what, April 30th, almost a year ago now?
Yeah, it's been a lot of worry, and it's been a lot of work. You can appreciate, as we were flooded, we're also part of the emergency social services team here in our community. So our part of our team was up looking after individuals who had been flooded in our community. And we were also flooded and moving individuals to a safe ground. So it was very, very busy. And you can imagine how that was impacted with COVID, because not only did we have to move the participants in our shelters and our guests, we also operate for people who need to self-isolate, who are COVID symptomatic. We also operate a self-isolation center. So we had to move that and put that in another space as well. So there was a lot on the go for sure during that time frame. But we are so fortunate as a community how everyone steps up and how everyone works together. And so it was a really positive time and a lot of positive experiences happened during that time as well, even though a lot of people had some very terrible consequences because of the flooding.
For sure. And you were saying that you you moved your guests and your participants up to your church in Thickwood. Now, a lot of other services are downtown. What did that look like for the folks who were using services up in Thickwood and then also downtown?
So a large collaboration with other agencies and collaboration also with the municipality. So we could appreciate we had enough bathrooms and we had a kitchen, so we had to contact public health. Public health came in and gave us direction and allowed us to use the kitchen in that facility and to operate our meals, follow safe COVID practices and AHS standards and public health standards as well. We could appreciate we didn't have enough showers. So the YMCA was wonderful and stepped in and let us use their facility for showering. RMWB assisted us with buses twice a day so that we could transport individuals to showers and things like that. Also outside, we were doing the laundry and helping people with that. So that really, really helped us a lot. As you can appreciate, too, we were really concerned about we lost a lot of our clothing and a lot of our household goods and things in the flood that we'd normally be able to distribute to people during crisis and events such as that. Suncor Foundation and Suncor Energy have both stepped up and assisted us with an off-site location where we were very quickly able to reach out to the public and ask for clothing donations that were for winter clothing and things like that. You can appreciate with the season changing, we were really worried about people having adequate clothing for the weather. And it was phenomenal. Our community is amazing. People were calling and dropping things off. Unfortunately, we weren't able to accept household items. We just did not have the capacity to be able to do that. But we're really pleased to be able to say that in another couple weeks, Mallory will let everyone know that we will be able to start beginning once our thrift store opens. We'll be able to open and receive household items as well.
Wow.
You can appreciate that the thrift store provides clothing to people and families who are struggling financially and for people who do not have the ability to pay for clothing. So all the monies that come into our thrift store are dispersed and utilized in our community. So we we could say we easily lost $1 million last year.
Wow.
In tangible donations and also monetary that we would put into other programs that we have. We service not only Fort McMurray area, but we also do the rural areas in our municipality and our region as well. So, you know, that has really impacted the financial aspects for us, but no one has gone without. No one has gone without clothing. No one has gone without have food or assisting with food insecurity. There's been a lot of collaboration, and our agency has done, in my opinion, really great work in conjunction with other agencies in our community to assist those who still require some support.
Wow, that's amazing. So back to the MAT program for a moment. How many people are able to use the MAT program every day?
So we have it currently practicing COVID safety with the spacing that's necessary is 30 individuals. At CAP, we see maybe 35. Our community is working diligently to move people forward and through our Housing First program and other housing initiatives in our community. And so we're working constantly to be able to move people into a direction where they're housed and living, you know, in living arrangements that's more accommodating to their needs. So on an average, I would say it's anywhere from 26 to 28. We do have the capacity, though. We have another shelter, our emergency shelter, that we assist individuals with as well, but it's usually a sober living shelter. But we do have rooms designated in the event that we did have as other people present who are actively using or having needing to stay with us, that they could stay there as well and not be turned away. We don't turn people away. We'll find the space.
Wow. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Mallory Janes and Kate Penny with the Salvation Army of Fort McMurray.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Mallory Janes, the Fund Development and Communications Coordinator, and Kate Penny, the Programs Manager with the Salvation Army of Fort McMurray. We're talking about the MAP program right now because new construction has happened. The flood flooded where you usually house the MAP program, but you were able to adapt and continue to offer it all year long, but now it's back in its regular place. I'd love to hear what it looks like down there.
Okay, when you come into the MAP program, we have a desk where everyone can come in and they have their personal belongings that they can put behind this area. And so this area, they're all provided their own numbered space, and in that area, their things are secure. It doesn't matter what they have, it needs to be shown value and be respected. And so that way they can put it in there without worry of anything going missing and know that it's safe and they can relax, because for a lot of the individuals that are guests in that program, everything they own is maybe in a backpack. And, you know, for them, when they're trying to manage the day, the work boots or the boots that they have on their feet is important. They can't lose them. They can't replace them. So we try to show the respect that we can by providing them a really great space. We have a really nice big space down there where that is. As well, we have a sleeping area, and we have these wonderful beds, and they're blue, and then we have really nice blue comforters and, you know, new white fresh pillowcases and sheets. And we have two wonderful showers down there that have been refurbished. They were just done a little while before the floods, so really great to see them back and operating as they were renovated originally. Have a laundry room down there too to go wash and clothes. And we have an office so we can have people come in and talk to us.
And tell me about your guests. Who can access this program?
This program is open to anyone. Generally the guests that we see are people who have challenges in their lives, and they're not living a sober life right now. But our goal is to move people from that program upstairs to sober living, or to move them, whatever their choices may be, into a housing program or something else. And we have very, very many departments that we would connect individuals to. And we work alongside some really amazing people in our community too, and other agencies that we would ensure that people are connected with. We have our own as well team of Housing First in staff, but we also have guests who are working with other agencies who have Housing First teams as well. And so we would always connect them with their coordinators and things like that in the event that we see something that needs to be passed on.
Great. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to get an update on the thrift store that everyone so dearly misses. My guests this morning are Mallory Janes and Kate Penny with the Salvation Army Thrift Store. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Mallory Janes, the Fund Development and Communications Coordinator, and Kate Penny, the Programs Manager at the Salvation Army of Fort McMurray. Let's talk about the thrift store. So, of course, we've been in a pandemic, and, the thrift store was closed at the beginning when everything closed down, and people started purging all of their things in their house because they had nothing better to do. But then the thrift store flooded. And so for a year, I think people have been kind of collecting things. So exciting times happening with people who are able to donate, but also people who are able to find their new treasures at the thrift store reopening on April 6th, right?
Yes, we're really excited about that. And we're going to have some really nice sales and some promotional things going on as well. And we're really looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to being able to provide a continual flow of merchandise to people who are looking for things that they need, and just for people who like to shop for a bargain as well. So we will, we do like to remind everybody that the money that we do make from the thrift store goes into operating other programs, such as our family services program, which will assist people in so many ways. So that could be someone maybe who's had someone laid off in their family, or they're laid off and they're waiting for the income to start again. And so maybe they are going to get behind in the dirt rent, and we will assist them with that, or we assist them with utilities. It could be someone who can't has laid off now and doesn't have the ability to fill an insulin prescription. It could be someone who can't afford to go to Edmonton to see a specialist, or seniors who need different equipment or things like that. Someone getting back to work finally after a layoff and they need new workbooks or equipment. We're there to help with all of that. We do back to school as well, and we feed a lot of the need through our thrift store for what people need. So it would be nothing strange to see our thrift store assisting a mom or a dad or a senior with trying to find clothing now that the spring is coming and people have winter clothing and maybe have lost things last year or cannot afford to replace things. And we know how fast kids grow, and so there'll be nothing to see our everyday our thrift store staff assisting people picking out clothing that would be given to them through our family services department.
That's great. So we're expecting an open date of April 6th. Do you have stuff already to sell, or are you hoping people come and donate before then? Or,
well, we already have stuff to sell, but people are still welcome to come and donate. So Mallory can probably speak to the location of our donation center and that. Mallory, if you'd like to discuss that.
Yeah, for sure. So we were lucky back in the fall, as Kate has mentioned earlier, Suncor really came through for us and allowed us to open the donation drop-off center, which is down at 8324 Franklin Ave. And we're lucky enough as well with Suncor that they're going to continue that donation. We're going to be able to keep that donation center open until December. And so what's going to happen is that basically that's going to act as a sorting area, and we're going to be needing volunteers as well. So, you know, if anyone's interested, be sure to contact us. And so what's going to happen is everything can be donated now. We will have a list posted to social media shortly in regards to what items we won't necessarily be able to accept right away. But we are going to be back up and running and accepting most items that people have been purging and waiting and keeping for us. So we're very excited. The patience of the community has been amazing. So we're very grateful for everyone waiting for us to get back to normal.
So wonderful. And then your regular thrift store will be back on, which street is it again?
April. McDonald Ave. So 9919 McDonald Ave is our main location. And so that will be reopened for shopping and donations as well, April 6th.
Wow, awesome. And then, you know, one of the things I always think about the Salvation Army is I think about the kettle campaign in December. Now, I have to imagine that this year looked pretty different for that as well, right?
It did, yeah. We had a few different ways of raising money this year for the kettle campaign. We did come up short. Our 2020 goal was $150,000. We came in at $84,000. So we were definitely short this year, but we understand, you know, it's been a hard year. We're grateful for what donations we got. And this is one of the reasons, too, we're going to be hosting our Christmas in June event on June 12th. So we're excited to see what that does with the community. But, yeah, we're a little short this year with the kettles, but we are looking forward to what's next as well.
So what will be, give me a little snapshot of Christmas in June. What does that look like? How can people take part? And what are you hoping for with that?
Yeah, so our Christmas in June will be June 12th. We are going to be streaming it live through our Facebook page. It's going to be all virtual this year. So we've been trying very hard, our fundraising committee, to come up with some clever and creative ideas to get the community involved. We'll be doing a silent auction, so look out for lots of exciting items through that. We're also planning on doing activity kits that people can purchase. And so that's a way for them to participate at the event. but from home. So it'll be loaded with goodies, and we're partnering with some local businesses on that. So look out on our social media for what's going to be in those pretty soon. And we're also going to be connecting with some restaurants as well. And so, again, look out for that information on our social media. We'll be posting all that exciting details here soon.
Great. All right. So really quickly, how does somebody get signed up if they need help and come to, do they just come to you, or how do they get help they need?
You can just contact the Salvation Army at 780-743-4135 and ask to speak to Family Services if it's something they're looking for, help with their utilities, their rent, food insecurity, clothing, and things like that. We can make an appointment for you to come in, and we can do a lot of it over the phone to make sure that people are safe and we're not putting anybody at risk. We're down to the last days, hopefully, with this COVID, and as we move forward and be responsible, we want to be responsible for the and part of our community as well, and make sure that we're keeping everybody safe and when they come into our building. As well, if it's anything to do with people who are having difficulty and they're unhoused and they're looking for a place to sleep, they can certainly call the shelter as well and ask to speak to someone regarding that. So we also, at any time, 24 hours a day, our shelter is open. So we have a manager that's on call. So if there was any crisis or anything that happens and someone needs assistance, they can always reach out to our main line and ask to someone and explain to what they need, and they'll contact and arrange for them to be looked after either early the next morning, or if it's an emergency, connect them with what we can do.
Great. And if someone is listening right now and they have a little extra and they're like, I love what you're doing, I want to help you do that, where can they donate?
They can contact Mallory Jane, and she will announce the same number and ask for Mallory, and she'll connect them to how that will happen.
Perfect. I think that's all the questions I had for today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we'd just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone in our community who's helped us so much during this difficult time, and who's held on to donations and things like that and encouraged us. And we also like to thank to all the volunteers who have helped us out through this. And at this time, I'd like to particularly thank our team, who some of them have gone through the flood themselves and showed up for work every day and still, with open arms and open heart and trying to assist our community.
Wow, we do for sure have a great community. And thank you so much to you both and to the Salvation Army for all you do to keep it rolling and helping people. I really, really love that.
Thanks, Steph. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed it or you want to hear more, you can always find the podcast on our website, mix1037fm.com. Just click on the news tab. Be sure and tune in every weekday at noon for a fresh episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Chat with you tomorrow.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.